Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Amen. That was Tom Inglis singing One Body in Christ with Hosanna Music. I hope you were blessed by that song. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 11th day in March 2024. Work towards unity, part 1. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3 says, "Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life and for a day that you have made, this day that you have made. Lord, we thank you for good health and strength and for your goodness to us. We're also grateful for your word that you have sent to us today. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. I perceive in my spirit that the Lord wants me to address the issue of sincere unity within the body, and I will be using the next few days to address this subject as the Spirit gives me the grace to do so. One of the last prayers of Jesus before leaving the earth was the prayer of oneness or unity of the believers. In John chapter 17 verse 21, Jesus said, "I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me." Amen. Apart from Jesus, the early apostles also sued for unity of the body. For example, in Philippians chapter 2 verse 2, Apostle Paul wrote, "Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose." Beloved, every true leader wants to lead a people who are united in purpose towards the pursuit of a common goal or objective. Unity doesn't imply the absence of individual opinions, but abandoning your own individual idea or opinion and sincerely working together towards the success of the group's project based on an idea sanctioned by the leader. The spirit of unity is one of the simplest ways of identifying a mature and immature Christian. A mature Christian will always work for the unity and success of the group, even if his or her opinion was not accepted, while the immature one will not only withdraw but will wish or even work towards the failure of the project because his idea of our opinion was not adopted. Beloved, God loves unity and hates division. In fact, any believer who pursues unity of the body attracts God's attention and blessings, while anyone who sponsors or facilitates disunity or division attracts God's displeasure. God so hates disunity that he commands other believers to avoid any believer who causes division within the body. In Romans chapter 16 verse 17, Paul said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them." If God would ask other believers to disassociate from a fellow believer who facilitates division and disunity, then you can be sure that God himself has already avoided that individual. Beloved, never do anything that can attract God's displeasure to yourself. How can you tell if you facilitate division within the body? If you have ever tried to make friends with other members of a group because you wanted to win them over so they could team up with you to work against the success of the group, then you are sponsoring division within the body, and such behavior attracts God's displeasure. Beloved, always strive to do things that will attract God's commendation and not his displeasure. As we conclude today's discussion on this subject, let me remind you again that God hates disunity within his body, and so should you. Shalom. We can pray together, believers. You say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of every act of disunity I have sponsored, facilitated, or championed within the body. I repent of every act and thought of disunity and commit to working wholeheartedly with other believers towards the unity of the body from this day forward, in Jesus' name." And we all say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God.
This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket, Rivers State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Phil Thompson and Victor Thompson singing the song titled Jesus, Lamb of God. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afanifana. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Thank you. your tithe.
Lamb of God.
Celebrate Jesus in here.
Come on, somebody shout for my brother.